This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In March 2020, people in a wide array of office jobs found themselves working from home for the first time. While many companies have reopened their offices, more employees who can do their job from home say they want the flexibility to do so. Hope Kerwin has more on how workers and their employers are thinking about the future of the workplace.
Marchie DeWin from Middleton was already working from home several days a week before the pandemic hit in 2020. She's an editor at a Madison-based nonprofit that does book and magazine publishing. On days she went to the office, DeWin says her morning routine was a rush of activity.
Take the dog out, go back in, and, you know, get my bag and jump into the car and set off for the workplace, which is, on a good day, is 30 minutes away.
Like many office workers, DeWin's routine was turned upside down by COVID-19. In-person meetings became Zoom calls, and hallway conversations with colleagues became email exchanges. And DeWin enjoyed the changes. She liked not having to burn fossil fuels by driving across town, and she liked getting to spend more time with her aging dog.
I like that it's quiet. I think I was better able to deal with the noise level at the workplace than many of my coworkers. But boy, it really makes a difference.
The perks were enough that even though many of her colleagues are going back to the office, DeWin says she wants to continue working from home. And she's not alone. A national survey by Pew Research Center found that 59% of American workers who can do their job from home were working remotely all or most of the time in January. Of that group, 61% say that's by choice. Krista Kirsch teaches business management at the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. She says the pandemic challenged the long-held assumption that office work needed to be done in an office.
Now that that opportunity is clearly available, you can't take that away. Like, you can't unknow that. So I think that that's going to be a big long-lasting factor.
Kirsch says the pandemic has made workers more aware of how their job affects their personal life, like the cost of their daily commute or the time taken away from family and friends. And with the tight labor market, employees are more comfortable voicing their preferences. She says, in general, studies support hybrid work, where people have the ability to work from home but are also coming into an office.
Assuming that a job is doable in that format, the research suggests that that job will get done better in a hybrid format than in a fully face-to-face format or even in a fully telework format.
Trane Technologies is an HVAC and refrigeration manufacturer in La Crosse that's embracing these changes. Last summer, Trane announced plans to sell one of their office buildings and have employees who started working from home during the pandemic continue to do so. Business Operations Director Marty Frank says Trane was beginning to offer more flexibility in where people worked before the pandemic, especially for workers with special skills like being bilingual.
Flexibility is one of those things that we saw as a competitive advantage for recruiting people. It was also something we wanted to offer our employees to maintain and retain the best employees. And we kept edging into more flexibility, and then COVID hit.
While employees in Trane's lab and manufacturing plant continued to come into work, most of the company's cubicles were suddenly empty. These days, Frank said only about 10% of office workers in the building they plan to sell are coming in at least once a week. They're hoping to have more people back in their offices starting in April, when they plan to start what the company is calling the future of work. In order to motivate employees to come back, Frank says they're planning major updates to the office they're keeping, from better lighting to adjustable desks with privacy screens. And they're getting feedback from their employees through an annual engagement survey. Frank sees all of these changes as part of a bigger evolution to office work.
In my management career of 30 years, I would say flexibility wouldn't have never entered into the first 10 years, 15 years of that experience. Everybody came to work 5 days a week. You came dressed up in dress pants and a nice shirt. Today's work environment's a little different.
He says employers like Trane will have to find a way to balance their needs with what their current and potential employees are looking for in a workplace. Working from my home in La Crosse, this is Hope Kerwin for Wisconsin Public Radio.